Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kendall, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Long time no speak to.
Yeah, we're really pumped up.
We missed you.
This could be the night, buddy. This could be it. This could be the... No? Maybe I'm reaching it. They'll get somebody who'll help at the 12th pick. Will they make a trade? There's all sorts of rumors or innuendo kind of floating around in the ether. I don't know that there's anything solid happening. But do you think this will be potentially a transformative night?
It possibly could be. You never know what's going to happen with on draft day. I mean, I've seen so many surprises happen throughout my NBA career as both a player and a broadcaster. You know, trades happen, you know, on draft day. You know, the one that possibly could be altering for the Bulls franchise is if the Bulls could swing a trade for Jonathan Kuminga. You know, he's a restricted free agent. Been lots of rumors linking Nikola Vucevic to Golden State, plus, you know, I guess some throw-ins in order to get Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, I think that would be great. And then you keep the 12th pick, and you know, if someone by the name of Derek Queen should fall to pull,
let's go.
I'm taking that pick.
Kendall, we also agree on Derek Queen. I think that he's going to be a pretty solid NBA player for reasons that I understand but don't totally accept. There's a suggestion that the Bulls are likely to stay away from him or would not draft him if he's there because of a style of play issue that he doesn't necessarily fit. What do you think about that, and what about him do you like?
You know, you can talk about style, you can talk about fit, all that stuff. That guy can play. Okay, he's 6'10". He was all Big Ten as a freshman, freshman of the year in the Big Ten. And, you know, sometimes you just got to throw all of that, all of the analytics and all of that stuff out of the window. And you can't pass up on a talent like him. You know, I think he's only going to get better. I think that he's going to adjust to the NBA game. Of course, you know, when I can remember my first college practice, it was so fast. And, you know, I remember coming back to my dorm room after practice and calling my dad and said, "Dad, I'm not going to make it. It was just too fast for me," you know. But eventually I made the adjustment, and I think that Derek Queen can make the adjustment as well, you know. And, you know, the guy's 6'10", he can handle it, he can shoot it, he's got a post-up game, he's got at least got that nastiness to him. And what have we been talking about for the longest with the Bulls? Oh, our guys are too nice, you know, and I think that in two consecutive drafts, that we've gotten a guy with a bit of attitude, you know, one with modest, and now you draft another guy, okay, that has a little bit of nastiness to him that can play. You know, I'm not going to pass up on a guy like that.
Yeah, you know, I think we all, we love him here, and we have for a while, and I think the thing is, the guy has beautiful touch. He can score. He can score from various spots on the floor. He comes to the the combine here, and apparently they don't like his athleticism. They don't like the way he jumps. They didn't like his shooting, which doesn't make sense to me. But I think that the talk has been that they need a guy who's like kind of a floor-running rim protector type who could fit defensively and offensively and play both ends. And, you know, they're talking about this French kid who's taken on a lot of shine of late. He is kind of one of these guys. He's only played basketball for 4 years, which seems insane, but he apparently can run the floor. He's a former soccer player. He's got good feet. He can do things inside, and they believe that he's moving up. And the Bulls, if they want the kid, I'm talking about this Joan Berenger, and if they want him, they might have to move for him. And apparently they've kind of, according to just what you're hearing, that he's fallen into favor with a lot of teams and will be at the draft. If they come away with a guy like that, with a guy that kind of fits the style that they've talked about playing, are you on board with it?
I would be on board with that if they can pull off a trade for Jonathan Kuminga.
Right.
You know, because I think that you need a guy that can score, a guy that's, you know, a two-way guy, which, by the way, you know, the Indiana Pacers, the OKC Thunder, you look at those guys, 6'4", 6'8", two-way guys that can play both defense and offense and can do mostly everything on the floor. If you can secure a guy, if you can secure Kuminga, then I don't mind drafting that kid. But if I'm GM, guys, Derek Queen is my pick. So, but I'm not the GM. So, you know, I'm just the guy that talks about it. That's all. But, you know, AK and those guys did a great job with the draft last year. Hopefully they'll do the same thing this year.
Kendall, you aren't the GM, but you understand how these deals work. What would it take to get Jonathan Kuminga in a sign-and-trade? I suspect it would have to be. And what is it about his ceiling that you like so much?
Well, he's young. He's hungry. He's had championship experience. He athletically, as I just mentioned, he's a two-way guy. And, you know, he really wants to improve. And I think that if you can match it, and also too, he's experienced. He's young. He's a young, experienced vet. And, you know, I think possibly that guy could be an all-star, you know, when he really puts it all together. I watched some of his workouts this summer, and you know, I'm just amazed at his movement, his understanding of the game. And if he can continue to improve, he's going to be a major cog for anybody that gets him. You know, I look at Obi Toppin, the way that he helped out the Indiana Pacers. I think that Kuminga is a step above Obi Toppin, even though Obi Toppin's a pretty good player now. But I think Kuminga could be a step above him. You know, you look at how much Obi Toppin helped out the Indiana Pacers in their run this season.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's really interesting, the idea that they get a guy like Kuminga, because there's been talk for a long time. I know we heard from the GM recently, and he talked about the idea, oh, he can fit in. But apparently he can't fit in, and they've had some issues with him. That is the kind of player, and I like what you're describing with two guys. You could afford to take on one guy if the other guy were there, because you need a blend of players, and especially if they're talking about putting a team together the way that they're playing, the style they're talking about playing. But at this point, I feel like they really, you know, if they were going to get Kuminga for Vooch, wouldn't that have already happened? Have they cooled off on Vooch? And that seemed to be one of the deals that was mentioned before. I just don't know that the Bulls are going to be able to pull it off.
Yeah, I mean, that trade rumor has been out there for a long time. But, you know, sometimes teams circle back. And sometimes, you know, they don't feel they have the need for that certain player at the time that the trade was thought about. But, you know, maybe they think they need that now. I mean, the Bulls, at this point, we need a guy 6'8 or above that can score it, I believe. We have enough guards. You got Ayo coming back. You got Trey Jones coming back, who, by the way, Trey Jones played his butt off and showed another dimension to why he's one of the best and most sought after bench players and backup point guards in the league. Of course, Josh Giddey is coming up. You know, he's going to get his contract. And then you got Kobe. I mean, so, you know, we don't need, I believe, we don't need another guard. So, you know, I'm looking at a guy in that area, 6'8 or above, that's a two-way player that can really score the ball.
Kendall, very curious what you think of Kasparis Jakusconis. He is from Illinois. He is Lithuanian. And you wonder about his availability at number 12, especially with AK and with Modest and those connections. He doesn't necessarily fit, because mostly the Bulls have a duplicate part in maybe Josh Giddey. And as you said, they don't need guards, and yet they might be intrigued by him if he's on the board.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great prospect, gonna play a long time in the league, but I don't think that he fits here with the Bulls. I mean, he plays the same position as Josh Giddey. You know, Kobe White, of course, is there, and you know, Ayo, assuming we play the same position. So it's just duplication. I'd be highly surprised if the Bulls chose him at 12.
I don't know what's going to make us feel great about tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I agree with you about Derek Queen, but I just don't know if they do. And I don't know what is going to – you know, there's rumors going on that the kid from not Harper's son, the other kid, Ace Bailey
wants to drop to
he wants to drop
a team,
to a city.
That's way too
he
far
wants to drop to,
for
yeah,
him.
Well, you'd have to go get him.
Yeah.
Would he be worth going for if indeed he were one of these guys that is hoping to go to a major city?
I'm not so sure about that, because of, you know, Ace Bailey was supposed to be 6'10". And when he measured,
he shrunk.
Yeah, when he measured out at 6'7", and I watched him work out with Giannis Antetokounmpo the other day, and he was drastically shorter than Giannis. And I thought he was going to be a power forward or a really big small forward, and that's just not the case. He's a talented kid. But once again, I say we need a guy 6'8" and above,
right,
in this draft. We need a bigger guy that can play two-way basketball. And, you know, I'm not going to trade up for a guy who shrunk for 3 or 4 inches in the draft.
30 seconds, Kendall. When you talk about Asa Newell from Georgia, does he fit your criteria, and would he be a good pick?
No, he would be. He would be, you know, and like he fits that mold in which I'm the Indiana Pacers and the OKC Thunder.
Right.
But you guys, you never know what the Bulls are going to do. They got a lot of trade assets. They got a lot of guards that they can move. I mean, this whole the landscape of this lineup could look totally different in the next 10, 12 hours. You know, so we just got to wait and see. You know, and I've heard rumors about Coby White, you know, the big trade from Orlando, prospective trade. So, you know, this out of all drafts in the most recent years, this to me is the most intriguing because anybody possibly could be moved in this draft besides Josh Giddey and Matis Muselas. I think those are the two untouchables right now.
Great stuff, Kendall. We'll be watching tonight.
Thanks, Kendall.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Hey, and we almost got a chance to see whether my Matis Muselas versus
Cooper Flagg
versus Cooper Flagg would have been true up close had we won that coin flip, huh?
That would have been something. That would have been something.
Thanks, Kendall.
All right, guys.
Tonight, Kendall Gill, Jason Goff, and Casey Johnson, yes. 8 o'clock on CHSN, a draft special. That's going to be can't miss because the Bulls, they're going to pick right around that time.
Yeah.
And who they're going to pick is still very much up for grabs.
Yeah. We have no idea.
We have some idea.
Well, we
just
got,
talked about some guys.
We have four names.
But there really isn't
names.
A favorite, I don't believe.
No, not yet. And I struggled to think if they're going to get it right. We'll see.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.